But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, fresh off a win in San Antonio last night. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Well, congrats on the win last night.
Well, thank you for that. I do appreciate that. Does anyone else think it is strange that I'm a full-grown man who played 21 seasons in the NBA and I still talk like a school teacher reading a picture book to kindergartners?
It's a little weird.
It's kind of weird.
Some people might wonder if I talk in a very calm voice because I am masking a near homicidal rage. And to that, I say, stay tuned.
Oh, my
no.
God. Well, I hope that's
that
not the case.
Sounds a little threatening. Yeah, it's gone pretty well. I mean, you have a winning record. The offense has been kind of up and down, though. And some critics say that, I don't know, that they're really not sure what your offensive plan is. Do you feel like they're kind of raining on your parade here early in your coaching career in Dallas?
Well, that is a very good question that you had that came out of your mouth and was put into the air for me to hear. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But no, I wasn't planning on having a parade, and I don't think that Dallas was planning on having a parade.
Yeah.
But, oh, wait, yeah, there was that parade for JFK Jr. in Dealey Plaza, and yeah. It did rain this week. So, yes, the other teams have rained on our parade.
Yeah, I'm not sure I followed that, but Jason Kidd with us here on the Ticket. Do you feel like they're starting to buy into what you're selling, though?
Well, I'm not really selling anything. I'm being the coach of the Mavericks right now. But I will get back into sales eventually.
Okay.
But I appreciate the question that you have just given me shortly before the time that I'm saying this sentence. So, but the way I see it, in order to play at a very high level, we need to get rid of, one, our inconsistency on offense, and B, Kristaps Porzingis.
You're already turning on KP, huh?
He thinks that's funny.
How you get along with Luka? How's that relationship going so far?
Well, I love Luka, and he is one of the three things that I love in my life the most right now.
Okay.
I love Luka, and I love the fact that I'm back in Dallas. And I love the fact that that bastard Donnie Nelson is out of here.
Top three things.
Can I say a few generic things right now?
Sure.
I think we just have to play at a very high level, and we need to understand what it means to win. And now I'm going to draw a picture of a goat.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, maybe send us that. Let us know how it turns out.
Hey, we have spent so much time during this long interview with you asking me questions.
Okay.
Now I would like to ask you a question.
All right.
How does Tim Kalashaw get permission from his lung doctor to leave the ICU to come in the studio with you guys?
I don't think he has to leave the ICU.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's doing fine.
He's totally fine.
I know that I have a problem talking in a monotone voice, but Tim Kalashaw sounds like his lungs have taken on more fluid than the Titanic.
He's doing fine.
You just got a routine worked out for us as well. Are you this funny when you're talking to the team every day?
Always, Jeb. Always.
You're always cracking
good
jokes
morning,
and stuff.
So,
okay. There he goes, Jason Kidd. Well, it's good to talk to him again. We haven't talked to him in a
while. Hopefully we can get him on weekly.
Well, I hope so.